Thank you. Thank you, folks. Well, you know, I'd like to do a song. You know, we recorded a tribute album to Bill Monroe because myself and William Bradford Keith worked for Bill Monroe. Now, you know him as Brad Keith or Bill Keith, I'm not sure, but he's here this weekend. But we were with Bill Monroe back in 1963, and we're the ones that made him famous. No, no, now don't you repeat that. Don't tell nobody that, because it's a lie. He was already famous before we got there. But, you know, I thought I should do a tribute record for him because in 2011 he would have been 100 years old. And so we recorded a record then and did a lot of the songs that, well, we did all Bill Monroe songs and most of them that I had done with him before. We're going to sing one of those right now, and it's entitled I Had to Learn This, because he had evidently forgotten the words. He sung it on the record, but I had to learn the lead for him. And we came in off the road one time, and he said, now, he didn't call me Dale, he called me Dale McCoury. He said, Dale, now I want you to learn the words to In Despair, because I want to do that on the Grand Ole Opry on Saturday night. And so I learned the words, and you know, it was pretty simple. Now, some of those songs that I tried to learn of his, I would get on the opera and get excited, and I'd get the words mixed up and sing the wrong words and everything. But this one I didn't. This one here, I got this pretty good. Of course, Bill Keith always had his part on that five string. Now, I got to tell you a little story about, have we got time for all this? Now, we would play every Saturday night when we'd play the Grand Ole Opry, you know. Bill Monroe would play Rawhide because that was a big number that he played all the time, you know. And I'll tell you, Bill Keith come up with a banjo break that was out of this world. And when he'd get on that, he would tear the house down when he played that banjo break on Rawhide. And of course, Bill Monroe, he'd get around the middle of that tune and then he'd speed it up. And the folks would applaud so loud you couldn't even tell what he was playing. And I know probably Bill Keith and myself both had to look, because he would pat his left heel like this. He never did pat his foot, and we had to play to that, because we couldn't play to what he was playing. We couldn't hear for the applause, it was just too loud. Yeah, it was, that's true. You ask Bill Keith when you see him, he's right here somewhere. Huh? Anyway, we're gonna do this, it's entitled In Despair.